this week, like most weeks, North Korea seems to be testing some form or another ballistic missile. What's unique about this latest test is it appears to be an intercontinental ballistic missile. So in theory, it has sufficient range to hit targets as far away as Alaska in the US or northern tips of Australia.
Oh, as in Darwin, technically it could hit us.
Correct.
Right. How concerned should we be about that?
Not overly. Firstly, they've only tested the missile itself, so they haven't actually tested a ballistic missile armed with a nuclear warhead.
Is it wrong that I'm also concerned about conventional missiles being potentially aimed at Darwin, not just the nuclear version, James?
No, I mean, it's certainly a possibility, and it's easier to mount a conventional warhead on a ballistic missile than a nuclear one. The likelihood of that happening, though, is incredibly remote. I mean, North Korea has a very limited arsenal of missiles. In their view, a disturbing amount of their missile tests have been unsuccessful. So if any of this very limited arsenal were to be used, they'd be targeting places in South Korea or Japan or the US if they could reach it. They wouldn't expend a ballistic missile on a place like Australia. We're not really a big player in this scenario. They've got bigger fish to fry, so to speak.
Is there such a thing as just a missile defence system, though? Can't they just, isn't the technology available just to shoot that stuff out of the sky?
In theory. So the Americans in particular have several different ballistic missile defence systems that they can use. The problem with all of these systems is that they're only designed to shoot down shorter range ballistic missiles. Intercontinental ballistic missiles fly far too high and far too fast for modern technology to even attempt to really engage them.